Saints, say with love,
Namangaji.
Saints, it is such an immense blessing to be here today and see the immense love, so much devotion, so much faith. I thank His Holiness Sadhguru Baba Hardev Singh Ji for blessing us all with this opportunity where we could sit together, praise the Almighty Nirankar, and learn from each other. I do want to congratulate Chawla Ji and family. Many, many congratulations on the blessed home. And may Nirankar, may Sadhguru give lots and lots of blessings, boundless blessings to the home, and lots and lots of faith and devotion in the home. Saints, when I read the topic, it crossed my mind that the most vital essence of what the Sadhguru is teaching us is really the first principle. For me, I do feel that if you start from the bottom for the five principles, it gets more and more effort-taking. That when we start from the fifth to the fourth to the third to the second, and then when we come to the first, it really does take a lot of effort, because spirituality is a process. When we take Gyan and when we start living the Gyan, it's a process. We are learning every day. We are trying to accomplish all the principles every day. Somebody once asked me, they were curious to know what the mission is about when we talked about knowing the Almighty God realization. He asked, what does it involve? And I just explained that, you know, there's Seva Satsang Simran, there's five principles, and we get an introduction to the Almighty, that we can see the formless self. So he said, well, what if I'm not able to follow the five principles? Would I be committing a sin? So I had to admit that we are for decades always constantly trying. And it crossed my mind that after decades of practicing the five principles, how much have we really achieved? We know we are constantly trying, but have we really accomplished what our Sadhguru wants to see in us? And I had to admit myself that we are constantly trying. To what degree are we really achieving the five principles, specifically the first one? And even in the first one, when we talk about the body, the mind, and the wealth, the mind needs the most effort out of the three. When we talk about the body, and if we want to really evaluate ourselves, how much have we surrendered our body? The one question that crosses my mind is that if I was to leave the world right now, am I prepared to give up everything? Saints, every time we think about death, are we really able to say that I'm ready? No matter what my circumstances, no matter where I stand today, am I really ready to give up? Because after all, when we come into this world, we all come with a round-trip ticket. None of us takes a one-way or is given a one-way. When we know we have to eventually go, and when our Sadhguru constantly teaches us that if we put one step forward, we don't even know if the next step is going to be put on the ground. Are we mentally prepared to give up this world right now? If the thought crosses our mind, what will happen about this if I was to die right now? What's going to happen to my work? What's going to happen to the house? That means we haven't really surrendered our body. We haven't given it up. As we constantly question ourselves, and as we constantly prepare our mind that yes, I am ready to give up everything, that is when we can tell ourselves, we can evaluate ourselves and determine that, yeah, I have given up my body, I have surrendered my body. as long as we are fearing the fact that I'm not ready to leave, that tells us a lot about where our mind is as far as surrendering is concerned. Are we really identifying ourselves as the body, or are we recognizing the fact that we are the soul? When we do Simran, when we are focusing on this formless self, the formless Nirankar, those moments when we are liberated, when we are one with Him, are we able to visualize ourselves that this is the body sitting right here, but I am right now with this formless, merged in this formless? That is when we are able to identify what is really me, which is the soul, and what is really the body. We are sitting in a house. We know this is the house. This is where I live. But we also know this is not me. The body is the house for the soul. And we really have to start visualizing ourselves that this is the house where my soul lives. For as long as we are able to make that differentiation between the soul and the body, we will be able to mentally prepare ourselves to surrender the body. If I next come to the wealth, I'll go to the mind last, because to me personally, that needs the most effort. When we go to the wealth, is it really ours? We all know it's not. Yet, we all treat it as ours. The concept is so clear, the Sadhguru is teaching us so clearly that it is not ours. And then I often question myself, am I just listening, hearing, or am I putting in any effort to understand that it's not mine? The concept is more like there's a bank and there's a teller in the bank. If I was the teller and somebody came in and deposited $100,000 in the bank, would I start jumping with happiness that there was $100,000 just deposited? I wouldn't, because I know it's not my money. If somebody came and withdrew a big amount, would that make me sad? I wouldn't care, because I know it's not my money. And that is exactly how it should be in our lives. Happiness comes, sorrow comes, money comes, assets get accumulated, things can get lost. Should it make any difference to us? No. They're all transactions. Nirankar blessed them upon us. He can take them from us. For as long as we are treating everything as a transaction, we know we've surrendered our wealth. If it bothers us when something left our accounts or our assets, or if something came and added to our assets, and we became happy, we know we are attached to the wealth. We are counting how much came in, and we are counting how much left. So as long as we can use that state of equanimity, that which we call sahajavastha, that it wouldn't bother us, because we understand it can leave any minute, it can come any minute. I'd like to give you an example that many years ago, my husband used to have a trucking business in Florida, and I have assisted living facilities. It just so happened that the trucking business started to go down around when the recession had come throughout the country. So he decided he was going to shut down the business. So all of a sudden, it just took a couple of weeks to decide and to understand and realize that the business had to shut down. So, of course, the state of mind was, it's his, and if he takes it back, that's fine. But what came afterwards was the realization that even though the business shut down, there were still trucks that had payments which were to be sent. There were still insurances, there were still liabilities that had to be paid. So now the assisted living was trying to support all the expenses that were still going on. So we did reach a point where financially it became very difficult, because the assisted living was trying to support what was still left of the trucking. And one day, my husband came to me and he says, I think this is a big crisis because I don't think we can go on too long like this. How long will the assisted living be able to do if the trucks don't get sold? So I sat him down, said, let's just do Simran. For a second, he felt, how will that help? Will it really help? Because in a moment of despair, sometimes that's how we feel. And I tried to assure him, don't worry. What do you have to lose? Can you just turn to Nirn God and pray? We hadn't even finished doing Simran when I got a call from my brother. He says, I just finished a project and the terms were that the client made a deal such that he's going to pay cash. And that's how we had made the agreement. And now the project is finished. And I'm not comfortable depositing the entire payment in my account. And you have different assisted living facilities. Each facility has its own account. Can I please ask you for a favor that you deposit all of this money into your different accounts so I don't have to show lump sum? So I said, sure. You're not getting it back for another couple of months. Since the point I'm trying to make, Simran has so much power and money or wealth. It can take a flash of a second to come in. Because when we did Simran, it only took a matter of a couple of hours. That God turned things around in such a way that he made it clear, I can take it whenever I want. I can give it whenever I want. And it is really the Simran that holds us on to the foundation that our Sadhguru has given to us. If I move on to the mind, we can sometimes make it very, very difficult for ourselves because it's all a state of mind. Or when we really understand, we will realize that life is so smooth, so easy, because we're walking on the track that our Sadhguru has put forward for us. It's not like we have to choose. He holds our finger. And he walks us on that path. And all of a sudden, life is so easy. Our mind, we can surrender only when we have the realization of the Almighty, the Formless. When we are able to see him with us, around us, that he is inside us, he is outside of us, that our soul is part and parcel of this Formless Nirankar, we will begin that transformation, where we feel that we are dependent on his awareness at all times. Every action that we do, every step that we take, how we operate, how we function, is totally dependent on his being, his presence with us. The biggest factor that plays a role in our mind is really the ego. We don't surrender, or we fail to surrender, because we are bound with our ego. I remember this example where this bird finds a piece of meat and is very happy. I found food. I'm going to sit at one tree trunk and eat and enjoy my meal. So as the bird goes and perches on this trunk of a tree, it sees a hawk coming its way. And the bird realizes the hawk is going to grab the bird and kill it. So the bird grabs the meat and starts flying in the opposite direction. And the hawk is chasing the little bird. That chase goes on for some time. The little bird is exhausted. And then when the bird finally decides to give up, it yells out, like it gives out a scream for help. And when it opens its beak, the meat fell down. And of course, when the meat fell down, the hawk diverted towards where the meat was. And then the bird realized, if I knew it was really the meat, I could have given it up a long time ago. That piece of meat is our ego. We hold on to it, and we let the world chase us. We let the mind chase us. We run around in despair, trying to find a way out, not realizing that the minute we let go of our ego, we will be saved. We are able to give up ego when we realize that we are the nothing and He is the everything. When we realize that we are part and parcel of this one super soul, and when we start to realize that everything I am doing, every action, He is watching me. He is that 24/7 spiritual camera rolling. Everything is recorded. And that spiritual camera doesn't edit. If we realize we are being watched, we will have a tendency to do it right. That awareness is so very important. Saints, I pray in the feet of Satguru Baba Hardev Singh Ji that He give us the capability that every moment we live in His awareness, in His essence. That knob in our heads, I always like to say, the state of mind is like a knob in our head. It is completely up to us which way we have to turn that knob. I pray to Babaji that He constantly bless us with the strength to be able to surrender our body, our mind, our wealth. Every moment He bless us with the awareness that it becomes part of our subconscious mind. We sure have to make an effort. It is a process. And we can make efforts in so many different ways. I remember I was driving with a saint one day. And every 10 minutes or so, a reminder on his iPhone would blink. And then he would start murmuring something. So I got curious and I wanted to ask him, what is it that keeps showing up on your phone? He says, it's a reminder for me to do Simran. Every 10 minutes, the iPhone reminder would turn on, he would do Simran. I thought that was such a nice way, that because we do often go through so many lapses of time where we forget to do Simran. And when I met him quite some time later, I realized that that saint, walking, talking, subconsciously keeps doing Simran. And he doesn't even realize sometimes that somebody is hearing me. So I brought it up. I said, so those reminders definitely did help you. He goes, yeah, sure, they did. I am doing Simran a lot more now than I used to. And then he says, sometimes when I'm in office meetings or I'm out in public, I'm sometimes murmuring Simran. And people are like, sir, what did you say? And he says, I look at it as a blessing. It reminds me I was with Nirankar. Saints, I hope and pray that we can make little efforts like these where we can constantly remind ourselves, am I prepared to give up my body? Am I still attached if I'm worrying about what's going to happen? Or am I completely free that no matter what happens, yes, I'm ready? I hope and pray we can surrender our mind. I hope and pray we can surrender our wealth, because it is only when we conquer these three virtues, when we are free in complete total surrender, that is when we can really evaluate ourselves and say that yes, I've reached that state of equanimity where I can say that I've surrendered myself. Since we do Simran, Swa Swa Simro Gobind, every moment with every breath, we should be doing Simran. And in that Simran, we are constantly saying, Main Teri Sharana. I'm surrendering myself to Thee. Is our Simran really genuine when we do it? Are we really surrendering? If in every breath we are doing Simran, in every breath we are saying, I surrender myself to Thee, are we really doing it? Let's make that effort. Let's give us ourselves those reminders to surrender the body, the mind, and the wealth. Saints, it's pure bliss to be here today. I hope and pray to His Holiness Babaji to constantly give us an environment where we can learn, where we can really practice spirituality, practice the Gyan as He would like to see us. That we can do Seva Satsang Simran exactly as per His vision. And may every moment in our lives be truly divine and as per His blessings. Saints, say with love.
Dhanne Kanchi.